Well, how quickly this all came on us. Commercial airlines have been all but halted over these last several weeks. There are still flights, not many of them, not many passengers on the planes, and we really don't know how long this is going to go on. So what does it mean for the future of the airline industry? Joining us right now to take a closer look at that, David Noletti. He's a director at Conway McKenzie. He's a business restructuring expert and, as I understand it, David, a commercial pilot. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I've got my commercial pilot's license and about five or six turbine type ratings and maybe 3,000 hours total time.
So you know the industry pretty well. How is this all going to play out? What do you see happening here?
It's going to be a long road, I think. We're seeing the airlines get hit first with demand dropping about 90% across the board is what we're seeing now. So the airlines get the first shock, and then I think the problems will move into the maintenance, repair, and overhaul sector of the industry. Those are the businesses that actually maintain the aircraft for the airlines. And then probably third to get hit will be the actual manufacturing side of it, Boeing and Airbus and all the companies across the United States and around the world that make components and assemblies for those commercial aircraft.
This is a pretty big segment of our economy in this country too, isn't it?
It's huge, and I don't think a lot of people realize Boeing is the largest exporter by dollar value in the country. Their supply chain has something like 1,300 individual companies in it, and it employs well over a million people in the United States.
Yeah, I mean, the average consumer that maybe flies once or twice a year or maybe doesn't even fly that often, they don't fly for business or for vacations that often, may not realize it. But you just look at a daily schedule when things are normal, there's constant air traffic all across the planet.
Yeah, I mean, millions of people are flying every day. But right now, if you went to an airport, you would find it empty. Literally, almost no one is flying right now, and that's putting a tremendous amount of stress on the airlines themselves.
I know one of the big factors that was discussed in the bailout package or the stimulus package was a bailout for the airlines. They didn't get everything they wanted, but what did they get? Are they taking advantage of that?
The airlines, there's quite a bit of money available from the federal government in the form of loans and grants that are available to the airlines. There are some restrictions and some rules that they have to follow, but there are billions of dollars available. And as I understand it, there are quite a few airlines that are putting in proposals. I believe they have until tomorrow to put in their application for those grants and loans to kind of get at the front of the line.
Of course, we know the major airlines, but there are a lot of regional carriers too. How are they going to be impacted?
Yeah, the regionals actually carry about 40% of all air travelers in the United States, a lot of that, but they carry not a majority, but a huge percentage of the population. And I think they're going to be the hardest hit. They tend to have smaller fleets, and they tend to have less access to capital than the big major airlines do. So they need cash, and they're all across this country. They're in every community. They service many remote areas, and they're getting hit very hard.
I mean, this is not going to be a quick turnaround either, is it? Because even once these stay-at-home restrictions are lifted and we're able to resume something, you know, resembling our normal daily lives, every industry is going to be impacted. And so people that used to have big travel budgets aren't going to have big travel budgets anymore. People that used to have personal budgets for vacations, they're not going to be going on vacation. So, I mean, it's going to take a while for the airline industry to come back.
Yeah, I think the return to normal, or at least pre-corona levels, is going to take some time. I think the business travelers come back. But technology has made it easier for us to work from home. I've been working from home for 2 weeks and using video conferencing and Zoom and teleconferencing with a good deal of success. The leisure travel, I think, will take much longer to return. And there's just going to be a lot of people that are leery of getting in a confined space and flying someplace, given, you know, all the stories we've seen on the news about how easily this is transmitted and people getting stuck overseas or in a vacation spot and unable to get home.
Man, it's incredible how quickly this all happened. Were the airlines prepared for anything on this scale?
I don't think so. And honestly, I don't know how you prepare for an event like this, something that's totally unforecasted. Most of the U.S. airlines tend to operate with about 90 days of cash on hand, which isn't great, but it's the nature of the industry. So as this hit really in the beginning of March, now we're in the beginning of April, I think a lot of the airlines are starting to get concerned and feel the cash crunch start to hit them.
I mean, you got to wonder, David, if everybody survives this. I mean, will there be more airline consolidation? Will there be airlines that just don't come out of this?
I think so. I think the entire industry gets reshaped over the next, call it 2 to 3 years. As we recover from this, I think we see consolidation at the airline level. I do think there will be some bankruptcies. I think you will see consolidation at the maintenance, repair, and overhaul level, as well as at the manufacturing level.
Man, just devastating to the airline industry and to air travel. I mean, it's going to be a while before a lot of us. And you raised a really good point. A lot of those meetings that used to involve everybody flying from their home office to headquarters, we're doing all that electronically now. We don't have to fly.
Yeah, I mean, nothing beats a face-to-face meeting, but people are figuring out that you can actually get quite a bit done and be very efficient using technology. But I don't think this is all doom and gloom. The aerospace industry has had a great 15-year run. We've seen uninterrupted growth since 2004. I think this is a shock to the system, but I do think the basic demand for global air travel will return and the industry will recover. It's just going to be an interesting, call it 3 years, as we work our way through this shock and then position ourselves to actually make the recovery.
Yeah, boy, interesting indeed. Interesting on all different fronts. Really interesting insights, David. Hey, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Take care. Bye now.